Listening comprehension. You are going to listen to 5 radio extracts. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to read the questions. Example, extract 0.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Emma Cunahan. Aircom says it will be getting in touch with up to 250,000 of its customers following concerns about security on its wireless modems. The security flaw means hackers could access wireless connections without the knowledge of the account holder. Paul Bradley, head of communications at Aircom, says they are dealing with the situation.
We've immediately communicated or are in the process of communicating with all of our broadband customers at the moment. And all new modems will be distributed with information on how customers can change their security code.
Extract number 1.
Companies upbeat as job market still booms. There's a lot of the doom and gloom merchants won't be interested in reading this because it says that we're still pretty hot. Irish companies are still producing record numbers of jobs despite growing concerns about an economic slowdown. 1 in 3 firms took on new people over the past 3 months, according to a survey published yesterday.
Extract number 2.
In France, teachers, postal workers, and other civil servants today began a one-day strike to join forces with striking transport workers in challenging President Nicolas Sarkozy's plans to reform the economy. The nationwide protests are over issues ranging from pension reform to the cost of living. They have disrupted schools, trains, postal services, and airports. They are the biggest threat to Sarkozy's planned reform since he was elected president.
Extract number 3.
Now, the Irish Times, and it's a tragic and compelling image that first catches your attention on the front page. Final tribute. Thousands attend firefighter's funeral, the helmet and uniform. These small gestures, when you take them out of context, sometimes they're meaningless and they don't really say anything. Put them in the context that you see them this morning on the front page of the Irish Times, and they speak volumes. It's the helmet and uniform of firefighter Mark O'Shaughnessy being carried ahead of his coffin as it leaves the Church of Our Lady Queen of Peace in Bray in County Wicklow yesterday.
Extract number 4.
RTE 2FM weather with Lady Star. Car insurance from Eagle Star.
I'm so glad my friend recommended them.
Hazy sunshine in places, but rather cloudy overall with scattered outbreaks of rain, some of them really heavy. It'll be mild with top temperatures 15 to 18 degrees.
How many of them are going to be heavy?
Some of them.
Good.
Extract number 5.
A growing number of American soldiers are deserting their posts. The Army says close to 5,000 soldiers deserted in the past year. That's an 80% jump since the U.S. went to war in Iraq. Nancy Mullane reports.
Last year, 19-year-old Ryan Seymour was one of the Army's 80,000 newest recruits. Seymour was part of an Army success story. They met their recruiting goals last year. But today, Seymour's another kind of statistic. He's one of 4,689 soldiers who deserted last year.